Assailing Hate But Not Guns by Michael Crawley and Maggie Haberman. Washington. President Trump on Monday denounced white supremacy in the wake of twin mass shootings over the weekend, inciting the threat of racist hate. He summoned the nation to address what he called a link between the recent carnage and violent video games, mental illness, and internet bigotry. But he stopped well short of endorsing the kind of broad gun control measures that activists, Democrats, and some Republicans have sought for years, such as tougher background checks for gun buyers and the banning of some weapons and accessories such as high-capacity magazines. And while he warned of the perils of the internet and social media, he offered no recognition of his own use of those platforms to promote his brand of divisive politics. Instead, he focused on a rising intolerance that he has been slow to condemn in the past. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy, Mr. Trump said at the White House. These sinister ideologies must be defeated. It seemed unlikely that Mr. Trump's 10-minute speech, coming after one of the most violent weekends in recent American history, would reposition him as a unifier when many Americans hold him responsible for inflaming racial division. He took no responsibility for the atmosphere of division, nor did he recognize his own reluctance to warn of the rise of white nationalism until now. Speaking at a lectern beneath a portrait of George Washington in the diplomatic reception room, Mr. Trump read from a teleprompter as he denounced the bilious anti-Hispanic manifesto of the suspect in the El Paso shooting, which killed 22 people, as being committed by racist hate. He also called it part of an evil contagion spreading online. These barbaric slaughters are an assault upon our communities, an attack upon our nation, and a crime against all of humanity, Mr. Trump said of the massacre in El Paso on Saturday and another in Dayton, Ohio on Sunday. At one point, incorrectly referring to Toledo as the site of those killings. The Dayton gunman is not known to have had a political motive. Between the two shootings, 31 people have now died. Mr. Trump, who will visit Dayton and El Paso on Wednesday, took no questions. He also did not repeat his call on Twitter earlier in the morning for Republicans and Democrats to work together to strengthen background checks for prospective gun buyers.